Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Is the complete way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series. And in today's series, topic inshallah عز وجل, we'll look at true conduct of good mu'min, a good believer, or true conduct of a believer. So let us begin by inshallah listening to the significance and importance of sending durood sharif upon our beloved aqa rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It comes out in one narration of our beloved aqa rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that decorate your gatherings with the recitation and sending of durood sharif upon me. Sending of durood sharif upon me will be a source of salvation for you on the day of qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his or her own action. So let us make good intention. I begin foremostly, I make good intention, righteous intention, inshallah, that I will deliver my discourse with the intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal, and as well as good intention that I gain reward from Allah and to practice upon it. And I encourage you at home as well, make good intentions. What intention? That inshallah, from the very beginning till to the end, you will inshallah make intention to listen attentively, and you try your utmost best to be at a very good attention to listen to the discourse from the beginning till to the end, with the sole purpose to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also with the intention that you try your level best to practice upon what you learn, and that you share it with others, you pass on the knowledge to others. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes out from one narration that Akmalul mu'mineen imanan ahsanuhum khulukan wa khiyarukum khiyarukum linisa'ihim. That the perfect believers in terms of their level of iman, they are the ones who are good in their character and their behavior. Wa khiyarukum khiyarukum linisa'ihim. And the best amongst you are the ones that are good to their wives, their families, etc. So, if we look at the emphasis which Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places on akhlaq and character, it is so great, it is so overwhelming that ulama, when analyzing and looking, and as we know, ulama always constantly studying and checking for us, you know, what we need to understand from our beautiful deen. So when they analyze, the ulama say, in actual fact, looking at the issues related to good conduct, good akhlaq, good manners, etc., they say that, in fact, when they analyze, they find that the majority, in fact, more than 60% of the Shari'at Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Shari'at of our Sayyidina beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not only pertain, that 60% does not only pertain to how you should read your salah, how you should merely recite Quran, or how you should merely only focus on your dhikrullah, how much of dhikr you're supposed to engage yourself, how much of zakat you need to pay. They say this actually, when you look at all these other actions that are pertaining to ibadat of worshipping Allah in terms of salah, zakat, fasting, etc., and dhikrullah, they say only this forms one third of the shari'at of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or rather, this forms one third of the teachings of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, majority, more than two thirds of what our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with was to teach this human being, was to teach this insan, to teach this mu'min, to teach this believer who have accepted Allah Azza wa Jal, who has accepted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have become the servant of Allah, the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, they say is to two thirds is how you interact with people around you. What are the rights of those whom you are living with in the present circumstances? It's so sad when you look at the Muslim Ummah. It is currently facing such a difficult time throughout the entire world. The need, when you look and focus on the Ummah, there is a great need for emphasis on akhlaq, character and conduct. And it has even become even greater than ever before. So our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was rahmatun lil alameen, mercy to the entire alam. He is every night crying in front of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. His day, inna laka fin nahari sab'an tawila. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us what was the engagement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, constantly praying to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that in the day, we ourselves, when we look at our situation, we swim in the sea of humanity. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in's description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, he was always in worry. Laysat lahu raha. There was no time, any moment for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take a moment. Every moment was a worry for his ummah. All this was for the entire humanity. This worry, this concern, this gham, this concern and anxiety was not just for the billion and half reciters of Kalima Tayyiba, those that have accepted Iman, but that was also concern. And the cry of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was for every person that is to come before Qiyamah. So, when you look at the situation today, presently 6 billion insan, 6 billion humans, according to the statistics, that are living on the surface of the earth. 5 billion of those people, of those insan, of those human beings, do not see our salah. They don't see or observe how we perform our salah. They do not see how we recite or make that beautiful recitation of Quran. They do not see how we make such passion dhikrullah. What is their introduction? What introduction do they have of the life, of the beautiful conduct and beautiful character of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the introduction to the beauties of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatun lil alameen? What is the introduction to the legacy which our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as his mission in this very dunya? My dearest Madani Channel viewers, this is how a Muslim lives. For them to understand why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatun alameen. For them to understand the beautiful character and model of the finest characteristic of insan that our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed. That is only when they see how a Muslim lives in this world, how we interact with other people, how we as a Muslim talk, how we conduct ourselves, how we conduct our business, how we treat those people who work under us, how we treat our own wives, how we treat our own children. That is why the majority of the sharia of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pertains to this aspect of what is the character, what should be the finest manners and behavior of a Muslim. Unfortunately, our concept our ideology, our understanding of what deen is all about, what the religion of Islam is all about, has become very limited and very narrow-minded. We have confined everything to the masjid only. We have confined this beautiful deen just to few aspects of ibadat. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing that is more weightier on the scale of the deeds of judgment than good akhlaq and good character. One person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had many goats and that filled the valley between two mountains. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him all the goats that filled up the valley between two mountains. The person went back to his people, Aslimu, that he said, oh people, accept Islam, accept the deen of Islam, because Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've never seen this before, somebody so generous, he spends on people in such a way that I know not of anybody without fear of poverty, he gives everything that he has. He is linked with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, if we ourselves display that generosity, that beautiful conduct, is it possible that the people around us could feel with hatred for us? If we display such good conduct and good manners, such generosity, such act of good character and good conduct, is it possible? Can you even imagine that people around us will be filled with their hearts with so much hatred for Muslims? Instead of exhibiting generosity, we exploit people. We take advantage to fill our coffers, that every juncture that we have, we make zulm and oppression on those around us. That, why then turn against us? Why then when we see the world is turning against us, then we feel that the whole world hates us. But we forget it is our conduct. We're not displaying those beautiful conduct, beautiful characters of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, his ulama have remarked that when you look at the sharia of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two-thirds of the teachings of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertain to good conduct. When we display that, then the people can see that truly our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. They can see the generosity of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration it comes, he's reported to have stated, khaslatan la tajtami'ani fi mu'min, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, there are two qualities that will never come together in a true believer. What is that? He said, miserliness and bad akhlaq, bad conduct and character should never ever come together in a believer. Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in said, Ya Rasulullah, there is a woman. She is very pious. She is very pakka with her ibadah. Nights are spent in ibadah of salah. Her days are spent in fasting, in tilawatul Quran, in dhikrullah. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is something that just doesn't go well. What is it? She has a loose tongue. When she speaks, people are affected by her speech. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya finnar, she is in Jahannam. Listen very carefully. Allah's qasam, he is not a believer. Allah's qasam, he is not a believer. Sahaba was shocked. Man ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is it, that person, Ya Rasulullah, who is not a true believer? That person is not a true believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Qasam, he is not a true believer. Who, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is a source of difficulty or taklif to his neighbor? He is not a true believer who cause so much harm, so much worry and concern to his believer. They are not at peace because of him. If we analyze our situation, dearest Madani Channel viewers, we today as Muslims, we have failed to understand what is true Iman and what is the beauty of this beautiful deen of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this beautiful deen of Islam. the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now further advising us, for us to show the world what is the beauty of this deen, for us to show the world who was rahmatul lil alamin. We possess those beautiful character and conduct and behavior that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent for. He said, that person is not a strong one, or that wrestler is not a powerful man who has muscles, who's bold, who's strong, who's physique, etc. Innama shadid, the one who's strong, allati yamliku nafsahu inda al-ghadab, a powerful man, is person who can control himself at the time of his anger. Imagine you are small, you are small built, you are weak, and the person you are angry with is very strong, so it's very easy for you to shy down and for you to be apologetic and to easily forgive because you are weak. But the one that is strong in physique, he's got position, he's got everything. For him to forgive a weaker person is very difficult. So anger in that position, when you have an advantage, you have control and everything, at that moment if you can control your anger, then you are worth it. You are the one that exercises control, not because you are weak, but because you have everything within you. Hear the manner in which a Muslim is being spoken to. Look at our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What honor, what beautiful conduct and behavior. So if we ourselves want the world to understand and to feel and to see the beauty and beautiful deen of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his total beauty and character, then let us try our level best to perfect our good conduct and our behavior. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the mission of Madani work of Dawat Islami, to bring, to revive those beautiful character and conduct of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the manner in which how we conduct our business, in the manner that how we interact with others, how we behave when we have position, etc. In whatever form, in whatever field, when we display this, then alhamdulillah, this is the very mission of Dawat Islami that is brought forward to you through Madani Channel, that we change ourselves so that the world can see the beauty of Islam, the beauty of the conduct and character of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal change our condition. Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we beautify, decorate our character with the beautiful conduct, sunnahs of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amin. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life.